Yeah, you know, just every week I've been focusing on getting better. So I think this week's another opportunity for me to go out there and polish up.
Did you feel good when you walked off the field that night and about your performance and knowing it's probably just stepping stones to really get going, but did you feel good about your performance?
Yeah, I mean, there's things I need to work on, but right now, you know, I'm really focused on the Jets, you know, getting prepared for them. That's my main focus, and continuing to get better on my technique and everything.
Were you a little unsure of what it would be like to get out there for the first time? Because it's so late in the season?
No, not really. I knew it would just take time to get back into it, everything like that. So, you know, been playing football for all my life, basically, so just gonna be a matter of time till I started feeling more comfortable out there. Still getting some things worked out, but it's coming along.
You guys seem to have a pretty even mix of established veterans and younger guys who are still working their way up at your position. Do you feel like it's sort of a vote of confidence for you younger guys that, you know, as soon as you were able to come off your lists, you were inserted right away, and you know, in your case, you were able to get a start last week because of Sean not being available. But do you feel like, do you look at it that way? Like they had enough faith in you guys that they're willing to let you come right off of the...
Well, I look at it as everybody's here for a reason. So, you know, they obviously feel that we have what it takes to play here. So, I guess, yes. So, you know, they put me in there. You know, I've just been preparing whether I play or I don't play. So, you know, it was a good feeling to be out there, and I'm, you know, excited about this week, getting better this week in practice. You know, like I'm constantly saying, you know, it's just getting back into it, you know, getting back in the moving groove of things and playing ball.
I asked Kyle this yesterday, too. Curious for your thoughts. With a year and a half now in the program, you guys always talk about learning every day, every practice, every week, all that. What have you learned, or what have you gotten better at the most in your time here so far?
Basically, I think it's kind of understanding what we're really doing and what they're trying to do to us. You know, that's the major thing.
Scheme-wise, you mean? Or
yeah, you know, just understanding football, really, you know, because for so long, you know, you rely on your just natural ability. So, you know, you got to start using your thinking cap, you know, when you get to this level.
Considering the fact that the Patriots went to a 4-3, did you feel like you benefited from the time to be in the classroom just to kind of pick up schemes more? You actually got a chance to see film, see how they were using guys in certain situations. Do you feel like you're able to benefit from that, making the switch from the 3-4 to the 4-3?
Well, you know, I mean, like I said before, you know, defensive line is defensive line. So as far as the classroom, you know, seeing how they wanted us to play it, you know, the technique that they want us to play, yeah, I did benefit from that, you know, just, you know, taking coaching. So, I mean, but that's in any scheme. So, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a 3-4 or 4-3.
Is the language, like you said, the fundamentals essentially the same, but is the language the part that's difficult in picking up, just, you know, each team doing things a little bit differently from that perspective, or?
I don't think so. I really can't speak for any other team either, but, you know, just going out there and knowing what your coach wants you to do and knowing what you're supposed to do and how he wants you to play it. So, you know, but like I just said, that's in any defense you're in. You know, your coach might want you to do it this way or that way, and, you know, that's where it comes in the classroom.
That's okay. Were you at all surprised by the move this week to let Albert go?
That has nothing to do with me.
Just that it's at your position.
You know, I mean, you know, things happen. So, you know, what can I say?
In looking at the Jets getting ready for Sunday, what jumps out at you as how they might be different offensively now compared to the last time that you guys saw them?
You know, I'm not really concerned with the last time we saw them. Just right now I'm focusing on these past three games that they played. You know, they look really good out there, you know, running the ball very well. So it'll be a challenge, but, you know, I think we can match up.
Brandon, Vincent was just inside there talking about how he still believes in this team, believes in the players, and you guys will get it done. Has there been any rah-rah speeches, or is there a need for that at this point?
Well, you know, I just pretty much try to focus on myself and getting better, you know, what I need to do to help this team win. So, you know, for some guys, maybe they, you know, rah-rah or whatever, have powwows or whatever. But, you know, right now I'm just in my book, you know, watching film and studying and working on everything I need to work on to be a better player.
How comfortable do you feel right now? How ready?
Mm-hmm. And I feel pretty good right now. You know, it's still a process. Still got a lot of improvements I need to make. So, you know, I'm just chopping away at it.
Players always talk about shaking off the rust. Through two games now, you've been on the field. Mm-hmm. How's that process gone?
I think it's going well. I think I'm making progress. But, you know, can never be satisfied. Can't get complacent, you know. Always striving to do better. So, you know, I'm going out there with the same attitude this week.